Listening for mind, healing, and spiritual law language. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this topic, we are learning how to listen wisely when people use language about mind, healing, spiritual law, positive thinking, manifestation, divine energy, or the power of thought. This matters because several American spiritual movements have connected spirituality with healing, thought, and inner consciousness. Christian Science, New Thought, Unity, and wider mind cure spirituality all developed in different ways. But they share a concern for healing, spiritual reality, and the connection between thought and life. A Christian leader may hear this language in many ministry settings. Someone may say, sickness is only an illusion. Someone may say, I attracted this disease because of negative thinking. Someone may say, I am trying to manifest healing. Someone may say, God is mind. Someone may say, Jesus showed us the spiritual laws of healing. Someone may say, I just need to raise my vibration. The first ministry task is not to laugh, panic, or argue. The first task is to listen for the altar. What is being treated as ultimate? Is it mind? Is it spiritual law? Is it the power of thought? Is it healing? Is it inner divinity? Is it harmony? Is it the denial of suffering? Is it the belief that sickness comes from wrong thinking? A Christian leader should listen carefully because the person may be carrying pain. Some people are drawn to these movements because they are desperate for healing. Some have suffered physically and emotionally. Some have been disappointed by doctors, churches, family members, or prayer experiences. Some are trying to find hope when their body is weak. We must not shame people for wanting healing. The Bible is full of healing hope. Jesus healed the sick. The church prays for the suffering. Christians believe God cares about the body, mind, and spirit. But Christian hope is not the same as denying suffering or blaming people for sickness. In Christian faith, human beings are embodied souls. The body matters. Pain matters. Illness matters. Grief matters. We do not escape reality by pretending suffering is unreal. We bring suffering before the God who entered the world in Jesus Christ, suffered for us, died, rose again, and promises resurrection. So listen for the longing beneath the language. When someone speaks of mind, healing, or spiritual law, ask gentle questions. What has led you to this belief? How has this helped you? Has it ever made you feel pressured or blamed? What do you believe God is like when people suffer? Would prayer be welcome right now? A wise Christian leader listens deeply, protects dignity, and points toward Christ with compassion and truth.